You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Heroes are actually everywhere. But in comics, they're usually some kind of buff guy that can race faster than a speeding something. So what about female heroes? That is our focus in today's edition of Comics Culture. Who are they? How they've changed? And what they teach us about how we as a society are regarding women in a given moment. Our guide, as always, for Comics Culture, Joel Christian Gill, the inaugural chair of the Boston University MFA program in visual narrative. Joel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And you've brought a guest, Hilary Choot, distinguished professor of English and art and design at Northeastern University. Hilary, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
So, Hilary, I'll start with you. What was the first or one of the first female comic characters that you felt connected to?
Well, that's such an interesting question. I have to say, thinking about female comics and characters, I felt a big connection to Marjane Satrapi's character, which is herself, in her book Persepolis, which came out in 2003. So part of what I've been so interested in the world of comics is thinking about comics memoir and thinking about sort of different kinds of heroes than we're used to thinking about in the fantasy and superhero realm, and thinking about women writing about their own lives. And Marjane Satrapi wrote Persepolis to chronicle her experience growing up in Tehran during the Islamic Revolution and the Iran-Iraq War. And that book went on to be adapted to be a film and was a global bestseller.
So, Joel, that really strikes me. You know, we do tend to think of, even females in comics, we tend to think of like DC and Marvel superheroes, so a Wonder Woman or a Black Widow or a Captain Marvel. But I remember the first time you came on air, you brought Wash Day Diaries.
I know, right?
Right. And that was...
That's great work.
There you go. Four women living their lives.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I don't want to, oh, and that's heroic, but it matters to see those stories told too.
Yeah, and I think that it's, you know, a little bit reductive to talk about women in comics as to talk about them as like this emerging thing or something that's happening like all of a sudden, because women have been in comics since the inception, right? You had Tarpe Mills, who created Miss Fury, who was the first woman superhero created by a woman. You've got Jackie Orms, who was a Black woman creating comics in the Golden Age. So we've always had these women who are creating comics. And it's, you know, and I think now we're paying attention to it. It's kind of like Black people in comics too. Like, people have always been there, but now we're paying attention to it. And it's like, oh, there are people who are doing this.
So Hilary Choot, in listening to Joel there, it makes me then want to ask, has it changed what women can put in comics, the stories they can tell about women and the women they can tell stories about?
Absolutely. So, you know, I have to agree with Joel. And, you know, he mentioned trailblazing female cartoonists like Jackie Orms, who is publishing comic strips in the Chicago Defender in the 30s and the 40s. But I think what has really changed, I think, in the 21st century is the field is so diverse and so fascinating, and there's more room now for stories about women's own lives. And that, I think, is a real difference from earlier comics, you know, pioneered by women in the 20th century. You know, so we get works like Marjane Satrapi's Persepolis, we get works like Alison Bechdel's Fun Home, about growing up as a queer child in rural Pennsylvania with a closeted queer father. That work was adapted to be a Broadway musical that won the Best Musical Tony Award in 2015. So we see a real path forward for stories about women's own lives to be very mainstream in a way that they weren't in earlier decades. So I think of someone like the cartoonist Raina Telgemeier. And she's one of the best-selling, you know, not just cartoonists, but best-selling authors, period, working in book publishing out there today. Her book, Guts, which did a lot to shine a light on mental health, which is a memoir about her growing up, had a print run, an initial print run of 1 million copies. So it's very interesting to me and very moving to me that there's such an appetite today for stories about the texture of women's own lives.
So we're speaking with Hilary Choot of Northeastern University and Joel Christian Gill of Boston University about women in comics, women making comics. Joel, you know, One of the joys of learning from you over time, as we've talked about the genre, is beginning to understand the power of this particular art form to tell stories. And you talked once early on about the space between the pictures.
Yeah.
And how we fill that in for ourselves, and that's part of the power of the medium.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, to build on what Hillary said, which is this idea that women, you know, it's almost like Black people making stories that are devoid of white supremacy. It's like it's really difficult. And so now we've got creators who are like, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I think women cartoonists are doing the exact same thing. They're no longer thinking about their stories in terms of the male gaze. They're talking about it in terms of like, you know, these are for women by women. And some of those stories transcend that, like I said, Wash Day Diaries or Fun Home or Persepolis. So there are lots of these stories. And I think that connection that, you know, disaffected people in America, in our society, feel is used as a way for comics for them to actually like expand on their ideas and their expression. And I think comics is the perfect mode of that because, you know, it's been looked down as like the lesser than art form. And so when the lesser than art form is considered, whether it's movies, whether it's novel writing or anything, right, when there's this lesser known form that people who are disaffected move into that space and then they make it their own and then people go, oh, wait a minute.
That's good stuff. So Hillary Chute, I'll come back to you. We happened to have an author on yesterday, a YA author named Rebecca Caprera, who has just written a book in verse retelling the story of Arachne, a Greek myth, and completely reframing Arachne as a powerful young woman who has the temerity to tell the truth to the gods, right? And I am curious about the balance now with women in comics, both appearing as characters and creating comics. What is the balance between retelling stories that wore us in old ways versus telling new stories that introduce new thoughts, new possibilities, new ideas? Does both happen? Should both happen? Should old stories be left behind? How do you think about that?
That's such an interesting question because to me, that question, thinking about traditions of storytelling and modes of storytelling, gets at something that I think we see in contemporary comics by women in such a powerful way, which is different approaches to the idea of what's important to articulate in stories about girlhood and womanhood. Mm. So I think for some, the heroic mode is the most significant way to express certain kinds of narratives of development, you know, especially for girls overcoming barriers, for example. I think for others, what has been so interesting, and I think we see this a little bit with the Wash Day Diaries and the sort of earlier version of the Wash Day Diaries, which was a mini comic just called Wash Day, is more just a sense of capturing the texture of everyday life. So I think you do have a heroic mode and one that taps into older stories and new versions of older stories. And then I think you have this really interesting thing happening in comics that has to do with the intimacy of drawing and the ability of the comics frame to provide detail, which is a slice of life, the texture of everyday life, the power of capturing time passing, the power of what it feels like to be a woman in a daily context.
And I think that goes exactly to my idea and the thing that I keep talking about how comics are our empathy machine, right? By telling those stories. And the thing about Wash Day and a lot of these stories, right, is that while they're made specifically for a person, right, for a group of people, they are universal in, like, their themes and their ideas. Like, I ended a Wash Day Diary, like, I want to be friends with these women, right? And
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I think that's the thing that sort of transcends. And there are some things that are written specifically for a purpose, right? There are some things that are written for women, by women, about women. And I'm okay because I don't need everything to be centered around me, right? And I can recognize the value in that. But I think that there are those things that we're now starting to see because people are just, like, not making things, you know, like in contrast to the patriarchy, right? Like we're not thinking about the male, women are not thinking about the male gaze, and, you know, creators are not thinking about the oppressor or the mainstream audience when they're doing it. They're just making it. It's kind of like, I always think about it in terms of like, I think things are dope, right? And what I think is dope, hopefully everybody else does. And I think there's some people who don't feel that weight that they have to create these things. And I think in a lot of ways, that's not necessarily heroic in a flippant term. It's
right.
Just like, it's it's just I would say it's just amazing, right? These there are great cartoonists making really great work right now, and I'm really excited to be alive.
So Hilary Choot, you've given some shout outs already. So my last question to you then, our last 30 seconds or so, what's the story you can't wait to see somebody tell in a comic?
Oh my gosh. That is such a hard question.
Sorry.
Maybe I'll mention a story that has already been told, and I'm hoping for more like it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of Wash Day Diaries, which we were just talking about, and a book that came out a few years ago that I absolutely loved is by a cartoonist named Ebony Flowers. And the book is called Hot Comb. And it's also in some ways about Black hair care. It's a collection of stories. Some are autobiographical, some are fictional. But going back to Joel's point about the male gaze and work that's reactive to oppressive structures, this is a book that really centers on the Black family and Black girlhood and teenage identity and the sort of relationship of the individual and the collective. So I'm really looking forward to more from Ebony Flowers, and she is a Radcliffe Fellow at Harvard this year, hopefully working on something new that I can read soon.
Oh, man, and you even worked in an extra shout-out. I am impressed. Hilary Choot is Distinguished Professor of English and Art and Design at Northeastern University. Joel Christian Gill is our guide and the inaugural chair of the Boston University MFA program in Visual Narrative. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.